This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin in New York. In Moscow today, security is being tightened after reports the owner of a private Russian military contractor is vowing retaliation after accusing Russia of killing his men. CBS's Olivia Gazis has more.
In a series of audio messages, Prigozhin made as yet unverified claims that he would lead his fighters in Ukraine toward Russia after Russian forces attacked his troops in Ukraine. Prigozhin, for years a close associate of Russian President Vladimir Putin, had been feuding publicly and in increasingly hostile fashion with Russia's defense ministry. National Security Council spokesman Adam Hodge said the White House was, quote, monitoring the situation and will be consulting with allies and partners on these developments.
The special counsel in the Trump classified documents case is seeking a delay. CBS's Graham Cates reports.
The Office of Special Counsel Jack Smith asked a federal judge Friday to delay the trial of former President Donald Trump on charges related to his handling of classified documents. The trial had initially been scheduled for August 14th, but the special counsel said it could take up to 60 days before defense attorneys obtain the necessary security clearances to view certain evidence in the case.
How safe was the Titan vessel? Roxana Saberi says there's a demand for answers.
There are growing questions that safety concerns were ignored by OceanGate CEO Stockton Rush, who was piloting the Titan and is among those killed. Here he is brushing off warnings in 2021.
I mean the carbon fiber and titanium. There's a rule you don't do that. Well, I did.
Deep sea expert Rob McCallum says Rush also dismissed his safety concerns.
He took it as a personal insult, a personal threat.
Today marks 1 year since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. President Biden is focused on preserving abortion rights.
At a D.C. political rally, the president received the endorsement of three abortion rights groups. He said the Supreme Court's conservative majority has dared women to make their voices heard.
This is the majority rule. Women are not without electoral or political power. You ain't seen nothing yet, Court.
A new CBS News poll shows most Americans favor abortion rights, with 63% opposing a nationwide abortion ban. That same poll shows more than half of all Democrats believe their party isn't doing enough to protect abortion rights. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Today marks 2 years since the collapse of the Champlain Towers South condo in Surfside, Florida. 98 people died that night. Most of them were sleeping. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinere.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.